My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found. Dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found. Dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Amen. Is Brother Aaron here?
We're going to do number 254 in the spiral book. I'm not sure what key it'll be in, but it might be C. I'm not sure.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving a light for those who long have gone, and guiding the white men on their way unto the beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawn. Oh, give us the light to light the to the land of perfect day. A beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. the mountains till the break of day. And into the light of perfect day, it will give out a lovely ray. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine, oh. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawn. Oh, give us the light to light the way into the land of perfect day. A beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine, oh. Oh, beautiful star, the hope of rest for the redeemed, the good and blessed. Yonder in glory when the crown is won. For Jesus is now the star divine, brighter and brighter he will shine. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine, oh. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawn. Oh, give us the light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine, oh.
Amen.
Amen. Let's change the order of service now so brother comes out.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, light of your glory, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory, pour out your power and love as we sing.
The Lord Jesus. Give the Lord a clap of praise this morning. Amen. Give him glory. Amen. And you should be happy. Amen. That you were victorious this morning to even come to the house of God. Amen. You know that it's a victory. Amen. That you got up this morning, got ready. Amen. Put on your clothes. Amen. And what? I don't know what you're trying to say, sweetheart. Oh, okay. I thought she was talking to me. Now I lost my train of thought. That you came to the house of God this morning, amen. What a victory it is, amen. You gave Satan a blow in the face. Yeah, I mean, the fact that you did that. So if you don't, you know, there's a book out there that a sergeant, I think, in the Navy that he wrote, and it was called, it's called Making Your Bed or something like that. It's a very popular book. And in the Army or in the Navy, amen, when you, you have to make your bed every time you get up in the morning. You have to. And for those who've been in the Army, you know that that's the truth. And, but they don't do that just to give you something to do. There's a purpose for that. The purpose is so that you feel that you've, there's something that you have accomplished already. First thing that you have accomplished in your day. And that is, amen, to make your bed. So the fact that you got up this morning, amen, put on your clothes, brush your teeth, hopefully. Maybe got a little bite to eat, got some coffee or something, and drove yourself here, amen. That's a victory within itself. So I congratulate you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So, we just thank God, amen, for giving us the opportunity to minister His Word this morning. I just want to, go ahead and, go to the Word this morning. I'm gonna try not to keep you too long. And, I want to talk about this morning about a little thought that I just called all access granted. All access granted. And we're going to talk a little bit about the tree of life. Amen? Amen. Praise God. So let's read in Genesis chapter 2. And before we do that, let's just bow our heads and remember Brother Wade and Brother Dale as they're traveling later today. Almighty God, we just thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that you've given us, Lord Jesus, to open back the pages of your word, Lord. Father God, the fact, Lord, that you've brought us here, Lord Jesus, to hear your word, Lord, tells us, Lord God Almighty, that you have something in store for us, Lord. And so we ask you, Father God, this day, Lord Jesus, that you'd help us to have our ears open and ready, Lord, and willing, Lord God, to hear what you have in store for us, Lord. Lord, we are only going to receive, Father God, what we put into the service, Lord. If we come here, Father God, with a negative spirit, Lord God, we're only going to see negativity. But if we come here, Lord God, with a spirit, Lord God, to hear, to learn, and to, Father God, to receive a blessing, Lord, then we are going to receive a blessing. Lord Jesus, we ask you, Father God, that you would help us, Father God. I'm insufficient within myself, Lord. I cannot speak, Lord God, these wonderful truths in your word, but only through you, Father. So I pray that you'd anoint my lips, Lord God, and you speak directly to those needs, Father God, here amongst us. For there's needs amongst your people, Lord God. The bride is the most needy people, Lord Jesus. And we just ask you, Father God, that you would just be in our midst, Lord, this morning. Father, just bless Brother Wade, bless Brother Dale as they travel. Keep them and watch over them and bring them back home safely, Lord. We pray and you anoint your word. I believe Brother Wade is the one ministering this morning there at the church. And I just pray, Lord, that you would help him and strengthen my brother and just bless the people there in the congregation, Father, through your word. We commit these things into your hands now in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Genesis chapter 2, verse 4 through 9, and then we'll read verses 15 and 17 of the same chapter. And then we'll go through Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. Bible says here, Genesis 2, 4, these are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Amen. And man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight. All right. And good for food. And then it says, notice that there's a differentiation there. these trees right here at the beginning are good for food. But then, now this one, this tree here, it says, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So to me, it sounds like it's just these are the tree of life is something. The tree of good and evil is something. And then the trees there good for food. That's something else. Amen. Praise God. And the Lord God took the man at verse 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. Watch. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Amen. And we'll stop right there. Let's just skip down to Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. Revelation 2, verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life. Amen. Which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Praise the Lord. You may be seated this morning. Amen. Amen. As we were reading these scriptures, you notice that in all of these trees that were mentioned, they are all trees that you eat off of. But some, amen, are trees that you eat off of physically, and some are trees that you eat off of spiritually. Amen. Now you can eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Amen. Just as much as you can eat from the tree of life. Amen. You can eat from that tree, amen, and you will live by that tree, or you will die from that, by that tree. Depends on just what tree you're eating. Amen. You see? Amen. So, but in all of these trees, amen, you can eat off of, amen. In other words, cause I'm going to get to something here in just a moment. In other words, you choose how you want to live your life. Amen. You choose how you want to serve, if you want to serve the Lord or not. God does not make you do anything in your life. He does not force you. Amen. It's your choice. Amen. Just as much as it was a choice for Eve and for Adam there in the Garden of Eden. Amen. God has given us that same free will in this day. Amen. You chose this morning to get up. Amen. From your bed. Amen. From that comfortable bed, warm pillow. Amen. That you had and it was cold outside. You chose this morning and said, I'm going to the house of God. Amen. Because I want to hear the word. Not because Brother Dale was not going to be there or not. No, amen. You chose to come to the house of God because you wanted to hear the word. Amen. Amen. Not a man, a motivation from a man, not a motivation from anything else, but the word was the one who should have motivated you. Amen. Praise God. And if that motivation is not in you, amen, then today is the day that you can receive that motivation. Amen. Some people ask you, amen, how in the world can you get so happy about God and excited about God? Well, get God in your life and you know. Get God in your life, amen, and you'll know why it makes you happy, why it excites you, amen. Because why? You've done the things of the world. You've tried the things of this life. You've done those things, amen. You've noticed that only brings temporary satisfaction. And now, amen, the only true thing that I can say, amen, that has brought true satisfaction in my life and an enjoyment and a hope and a peace in my life, amen, is the Word of God, amen. Jesus Christ, who is the Word, amen. Praise God. And I hope that you feel the same way. Because without Him, saints, we are nothing. Without Him, amen, as the song goes, we would surely fall. Praise God. Amen. So I wanted to title this, All Access All access granted. Amen. You know, sometimes when we, how many have seen that phrase or seen that line or heard it? Amen. Some of us who work with computers, amen, we like when we see that all access granted. or when you're cleared to go to a certain place or to enter into a certain room or a certain area. Amen. To have all access. And so when you're on a computer and you're working in a computer and you have to put in a password, amen, if you put in the wrong password, you're not going to get access to everything that's in store there. You know, nowadays we have, a lot of subscription services nowadays online. You know, you can have subscriptions, for example, to Netflix. You know, not that I have that, but you can have access. You can have access to Netflix. You see, now some of these companies, they give you limited access if you don't pay them. You can watch Netflix is a place where you can watch movies, and you might get maybe a free trial to only just, and you have limited access. But when you pay them, and now you create that login and that password, and when you pay them, now you put in your password, and then you get full access to everything that they offer. And I don't recommend you get a Netflix account, by the way. But I'm just giving that as an example. Amen. Some of these places are getting corrupt and corrupt by the day. They got agendas. They got agendas, those things in there. Anyways, that's another topic for another. But you have access now to the full lineup of what they offer, you see? And how it is so today in the spiritual saints, amen, that God has given us not limited access to His blessings, not limited access to His Word, amen, but full access in this hour for you to enjoy everything that He has to offer through His Word, amen? Praise God. And it was granted, amen. God had, that's the reason why God had to send a message in this day. That's why God had to do what He had to do. Send us a prophet in this day, amen. To provide, to give us the way, amen. So that we could have full access to the things of God, amen. It's been laying in the Word all these years, but man had been probing here and there, trying this password. What does this mean? What does this mean? And maybe seeing a little bit here and there, amen. But today, amen, as message believers, amen, we have full access to the kingdom of God in this hour. Now, if you don't want to, if you don't know about the Word, you don't know what this message talks about, that's your fault. It's not God's fault. The message has been here. The Word has been open. The book has been open. Amen. It's because you don't get into it. Amen. And so, or I don't get into it. You see? Sometimes, amen, we allow ourselves to become the very thing to prevent us from accessing the blessings of God. We ourselves, we are our worst enemy. We're our worst stumbling block. Amen. Us ourselves. Praise God. So we have no excuse in this hour. Amen. We have full access today to the full blessings of God. Now, the word access, the definition of the word access, I'll just read you these definitions. It says, permission, liberty, or ability to enter, approach, or pass to and from a place or to approach or communicate with a person or thing. Amen. A permission. Praise God. It's a freedom or ability to obtain or make use of something. Amen. Now we love freedom. Amen. Here in America, we love freedom. We were founded upon those foundations of freedom and liberty. You see, it's something that's very dear to us. Amen. And God created us to be free men, free women. Amen. Praise God. So we like freedom. We like that access to everything, freedom or ability to obtain or make use of something, a way or means of entering or approaching. Amen. A way or means of entering or approaching. Do you believe that Jesus Christ has made the way? Amen. Not only has He made a way, but He is the way. Amen. The Bible says that He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father except through Him. Yes. Praise God. You want full access to the blessings of God? You want full access to the Word of God, to understand the Word? Amen. You do it through Jesus Christ. Amen. There's no other way to understand the Word but by His Spirit. Amen. Again, if you have the spirit of something else in your life, a spirit of a singer, or a spirit of some, a rock star or some rap star, you're going to act like that person. But if the Spirit of God is in you, if the Spirit of Jesus Christ, who God raised from the dead, dwells in you, it will quicken your mortal body. You will act like Jesus Christ. You will live like Jesus Christ. You will think like Jesus Christ. Amen. I like that concept because it's an easy concept to understand. Amen. So, if somebody says they're a Christian and they're acting like somebody else outside of Christ, you gotta question that. Do they really have the Spirit of Christ dwelling in them? Amen. Praise God. Now, what is the tree of life? And we're reading here about the tree of life. And so the phrase, the tree of life, you find it in the Bible only six times. Only six times you find that phrase, the tree of life. Now, and you find it three times in the book of Genesis and three times in the book of Revelation. Now, that's interesting. The phrase, the tree of life. Now, there's other places in the Bible where you see where it says a tree of life. Amen. For example, in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30, it says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. And he that winneth souls is wise. Proverbs 15:4 says, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. But the phrase, the tree of life is only found six times in the Bible. Now, six we know is the number of man. You see, if you know the numerology of God, for example, the number three represents perfection. Amen. The number five represents grace. The number seven represents completion. The number eight represents eternal life or a new day or resurrection. You see, so there's the numerology of God is very important. Now, it's interesting that the tree of life, that phrase, the tree of life, is found in the two books that Satan hates the most. It's found in Genesis and in Revelation, which is the two books that are attacked the most by man today. And for us as Christians, we sometimes nominal Christians that try to probe here and there. What does the book of Revelation mean? What does it mean about a seal? What does it mean about a beast that rose up from the waters? What does all that mean? And because they don't understand it, because the revelation hasn't come to them, they just kind of leave it alone and just don't even preach about it. Don't even touch it. Amen. It's nothing but Satan trying to bring them from a revelation that God wants to give them. Amen. That's how I was when I was in the nominal churches, you know. But when God opens that thing to you, amen, when God reveals his word to you, amen, you'll never be the same again. You'll never see the word of God in the same light that you've seen it. Amen. Praise God. So it's mentioned three times in the book of Genesis and three times in the book of Revelation. Six times in total. Amen. And we know that the number six represents the number of man. So that means that this phrase, the tree of life, has a relation to man. There's a relation there to man. Amen. We're going to see about this. The prophet says, have you ever noticed how Satan hates two books of the Bible more than all others? Through liberal theologians and pseudoscientists, he is always attacking the book of Genesis and the book of Revelation. In both of these books, we find Satan's origin. This is why Satan hates it. Because in both of these books, we find Satan's origin, his awful ways, and his destruction. Satan is on the rampage, especially today, because he knows his end is coming soon. And so he does not want to... He's already made his choice. Yes. He's already made his choice. He's already done what he's doing. Amen. So he's just going all out. That's right. And we see it represented in all these presidents and governors and stuff. Amen. They're just going all out now. We find Satan's origin, his awful ways, and his destruction. That is why he attacks them. He hates to be exposed. Amen. And in those books, he is exposed for exactly what he is. Yes. Amen. That's why sometimes when a preacher is ministering and all of a sudden he's preaching on something that's hitting your life a little bit, you start getting mad and you start getting, because if you have that devil, that demon sitting there on you, anointing that in your life, he's being exposed and he hates it. He hates being exposed. Praise God. But he needs exposure, amen, so that you can see fully who he is and so that way you can kick him out of your life. Amen. Because if you don't know what's there to kick, amen, you won't be able to kick them out of your life. Amen. But when you see them in plain view, amen, you know exactly what you need to take care of in your life. Yes. Praise God. Jesus said about Satan, he has no part in me and I have no part in him. The devil would like to prove that different, but he cannot. So he does all he can to destroy confidence in the word. Yes. And we see that today. Amen. We see it even in our very ranks. But when the church disbelieves Satan and believes the Spirit's revelation of the word, The gates of hell cannot prevail against her. Amen. Praise God. So when you lay it to the side of the word, amen, and you hear what the Spirit has to say, amen, that exposes Satan. That the gates of hell, as the prophet said here, cannot prevail against you. So 6 times this phrase, the tree of life, is mentioned in the Bible. And now, I'm skipping down here. So this tree has always had a relation to man. Amen. And in all 6 of these places, this phrase, the tree of life, signifies the same thing. It doesn't ever signify anything different. It signifies the same thing, or in this case, the same person. Praise God. Amen. So before we see this tree of life, I want to read here some scriptures where God refers to man as trees. Amen. In Psalms chapter 1, verse 3, very familiar scripture to us. It said, blessed is the man. I'm sorry. Psalms chapter 1, verse 1, 2, 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be, look what the Bible says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Amen. Amen. That bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Amen. So there is an example there of God typing man with a tree. Praise God. Mark 8:24, another familiar scripture where Jesus came and healed a blind man. And when his eyes were open, they asked him what he saw. And the blind man said, and he looked up and said, I see man as trees walking. Amen. I see man as trees walking. So many times in the Bible, where trees are mentioned is a representation of man. Praise God. So therefore, if we are represented as man in the scripture, then this tree of life that it talks about in Genesis and that we read about in Revelation must mean that it's a person as well. Must mean that is an individual as well. Praise God. And so if this tree of life is a person, amen, then the tree of the knowledge of good and evil must be a person as well. Amen. Because remember, there was a differentiation there. There was a differentiation of the trees that they could eat, that Adam and Eve could eat and enjoy. You see? Of the fruit of those trees. But then now it comes to a tree of life in the midst of the garden. In other words, it was in the midst. It was there. His presence was there. But so was Satan's presence. Now it goes back to the things that Brother Wade has been preaching about the two spirits. You see, because wherever Jesus Christ is, Satan is on the scene as well. Amen. Wherever there was a Jesus, there was a Judas. Amen. Wherever God is, amen, Satan is present there. Not to create something originally, because Satan cannot create, but to copy what God has already done. Absolutely. Or to corrupt it. That's why he has man the way he has him today. And man is acting the way he is today. It's a corruption. Because man wants to worship. Man wants to worship God, wants to serve a God. He knows that there's a being, there's something out there greater than he himself. But Satan comes in and interrupts that and corrupts that. And gives him a lust and perverts that lust or perverts that thirst, sorry, perverts that thirst for God to the things of the world, towards politics, towards movies, towards cigarettes, towards alcohol, towards sex, towards all these things. Amen. He perverts each and every one. He perverts that thirst for God for all these other things. And when you've had your share of all those things, you realize you're still empty. You're still empty, and you cannot receive full satisfaction until you get to the tree of life. Yes. Right. Amen. Right. I've been there, done that. I know many of you have. As they say, I've gotten the t-shirt, the hat, and the mouse pad to go with it. Nothing satisfies like the word of God in this hour. Amen. Young people, nothing satisfies like God. Amen. Now, I fail him many times. And sometimes I don't do what I'm supposed to do. Amen. But I tell you what, there's nothing in me. Amen. Nothing in this world would ever cause me to disbelieve this word. God help me. Amen. Because like Peter said, where else could I go? He's the only one that has the words of eternal life. Jesus Christ. Peter knew it. Peter said, where else could we go, Lord? You're the only one who's showing us the way. Amen. And where else could we go? Amen. Praise God. So this person, this tree of life must mean that it's a person. It must be a person of life or the person of life. Amen. And we know that the only person of life, the author, the originator of life is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There's no original life in anything else. Amen. There's no original life in politics. There's no original life in a president. There's no original life in anything in this hour. Amen. Outside of the word. Praise God. Those things only bring, amen, just a temporal pleasure. And when that excitement goes away, then what? You're empty. That's the reason why a drug addict continues to take drugs. Because that weed smoking or whatever he's doing, whatever drug he's taking, that high is only for a temporary. Amen. You see? It's only for just a day or two. And then he's out looking and see what he can sell or seeing what he can steal from somebody to sell so that he could go get more because he wants to feel the exact same way again. Amen. But with the Holy Spirit in your life, eternal life in your soul, amen, you can feel that high and more, amen, every single moment of your day. Amen. If you choose to. If you choose to feel it. And it's not through some smoking. It's not through some shooting up. It's through the Word of God. Amen. Coming to church. Being around the brethren. Amen. That gets me high. I don't know about you. That gets me high, amen, and it's a good high. Gets me higher, above, looking up where my redemption is drawing nigh. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Now, John chapter 6 through 8, we see there that Jesus, he declares himself there to be the source of eternal life. Amen. Just to point back, amen. We haven't lost our thought yet. All access granted. Amen. But there in John chapter 6 through 8, Jesus declares himself to be the source of eternal life. Jesus there in those chapters calls himself the bread of heaven and the water of life. And that if you ate from him, you would live forever. Yes. Now, how many would want that? Yes. Amen. I want that. I mean, I don't know who doesn't want to. I mean, they even portray it in the movies. Amen. For man to want to live forever, to have eternal life, to get access to something where they don't ever have to die anymore. But the way they portray it is a perverted way. The way God has portrayed it, amen, throughout the word, amen, is the true and only way, amen. Praise God. It's the true and only way. Now, 1 John chapter 6, verse 35, Jesus says, and it says here, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. Amen. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Now, he was not talking about physical hunger and physical thirst there. He was talking about a spiritual hunger and a spiritual thirst. Amen. That hunger and that thirst that I was just speaking about, that man come to this world with, and they're perverted to do other things. Amen. That's the hunger and thirst that Jesus can fulfill that he's talking about here. John 6:51 says, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. So the prescription is right there in the word. It's just Satan tries to keep our eyes away from the word to something else. Don't think that the Word of God, saints, is only for the preacher to read. Don't think that the Word of God is only for just some scholar or some... No, the Word of God is for you to read. From the youngest to the oldest. Amen. The message of the hour is for you to get in it. From the youngest to the oldest. It's not just for the minister, the pastor, or the deacon. Amen. It's for you. Amen. You. That's why this is an individual relationship between you and Christ. Amen. This is not a group access. This is an individual access, amen, to this tree of life. You've got to do your part in order for him to do his part. And you say, oh, why can I see? I don't see God. I don't see God moving in my life. I don't see God. I want to see greater things in my life. But what are you putting into the access? What are you putting into it, amen, to get out of it? You see, that's why I said at the beginning, what are you putting into the service, amen, in order for you to get out of the service? Amen? Whatever you put into the service, that's what you'll get out of. Amen? If you come here to criticize, you're going to get some critical spirit. Amen? You come here, amen, to say, Lord, I want that word that's going forth to change me. Forget the man that's saying it. Forget the preacher that's preaching it. I want that word to come in me and change me from the way that I'm living today. Lord, we live in perilous times. We're living in troublous times. Things are happening. Insecurities are taking place. Unsure things are happening. But God, you're the only source of life. You're the only protector in my life. You're the only true source of joy in my life. Amen. So I'm going there, amen, to receive some strength. Praise God. And so Jesus declaring about eternal life in 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 through 12. And it says there, and this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son.
Amen.
Amen. Not in anybody else. This life is in his Son. This life is not in President Trump. This life is not in Joe Biden. This life is not in anybody else. There's no life in that. I'm sorry to tell you. I'm sorry if that crushed your dreams. But I didn't crush them. The Bible did. And you as a believer should know better. All this stuff getting into politics and all these things. Amen. You should know better than that. And getting on Facebook and things and becoming a politician yourself, especially some of you sisters. Being politicians on Facebook, amen, knowing, amen, that you're not going to change anybody with that. The only way you're going to change somebody is with the Word of God. Amen. When you come in with the Word of God, amen, that changes, that helps somebody. That gives hope to somebody. Amen. But with the politics, no, that doesn't give hope to anybody. Amen. Praise God. I don't know how I got into that. Lord, help us. He that hath the Son hath life. Amen. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Man, I just plain as black as day. I mean, black and white. Amen. He that hath the Son hath life. Not he that hath the president hath life, but he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So the question is, do you want the Son of God in your life so that you can have full access to eternal life? I want full access in this hour. Praise God. Amen. How many love the Lord? Are you still with me? Amen. Amen. I'm going to try to keep my word. I'm not going to keep you. Now, we see in Genesis chapter 2, there in verse 8 and 9. Let's just read this real quick. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. See? Then he goes and immediately it says, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Amen. So we see that there in the garden, there was two trees standing there. Amen. In the midst of it. Amen. So as we said earlier, if this tree of life is a person, then logically this tree of knowledge of good and evil must be a person as well. Amen. Praise God. This tree of good and evil, if we know that the tree of life is Christ, amen, let's just bring it down. We know that as believers, amen, we know that that tree of life was Christ, amen. Christ was there, amen. Adam and Eve had access, amen, to Christ whenever, because the Bible says that he was in the midst of the garden. In other words, the Bible says that God come down, amen, would come down and fellowship with them in the cool of the evening, amen. But it wasn't just then, amen. They had access to him at all times, amen. Praise God. It wasn't just in the cool of the evening. Amen. That's why, amen, you don't have access to God just here when you come to church.
Amen.
Amen. Or just on a Wednesday.
That's right.
Amen. You have access to him every time. Amen. No matter where you are. Amen. You can be in the middle of the woods, hunting, but you have full access to him there.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he's omniscient, and he's omnipresent. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. And so this tree of good and evil is none other than Satan himself.
That's right.
Satan himself was in the garden.
Amen.
And if you want scripture to back that up, just read Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 13. The Bible says, talking about Satan, it says, "Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. The sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created."
Amen.
So Satan was there in the Garden of Eden. And he is beautiful. You see, as we just read, he is not anything ugly. He doesn't have horns like the way they portray him in the movies or in the cartoons. He is a beautiful angel, a beautiful being. The Bible in another place calls him an angel of light. Well, I thought God was the source of light. He is the source of light, the originator of light, but he can imitate himself and turn himself, the Bible says, into an angel of light. And he's turned himself to an angel of light to many people today. Amen. People thinking that that's God.
Yes.
fooling them. And thinking that they're worshiping God when they're actually doing Satan a service.
Right.
Doesn't the Bible say that?
Amen.
Man that would come to a point where they're killing you, you know, persecuting you, thinking that they're doing God a service when in reality they're serving God. I mean, Satan. And they're serving Satan. Amen. Satan is not going to come at you like a demon, like a zombie looking type person. He's not going to come at you that way. He's going to come at you with something very nice, very subtle, and very soft spoken, very, very meek, very gentle. He's not going to come bashing you in the head with anything. That's how he comes. And that's how problems start in your life. When you give access to Satan in your life. It's little by little. That's why the phrase is that you give him a finger, he takes the whole arm. you give Satan a little finger, he takes the whole thing. Because he's not satisfied with just your pinky little finger. He wants all of you. But God also wants the same thing.
Yes.
And so with God, he only can use what you give him.
Yes.
You give him your pinky, that's all he can use. But you give him your whole life. Amen. He uses your whole being.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know why we don't want to just give him our whole being. We just give him just a little part of our life.
Right.
Amen. We give him just a little. Lord, you can come into this door in my life, but don't come in here. This is just for me. This is just, you leave that alone. And you know what you're telling God? God, you have limited access. Amen. When God himself has given us full access to every blessing. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord Jesus. So Satan doesn't come at you, he comes at you very sly. And until he gets you to full destruction. And then you realize, what in the world have I done? What in the world? Where am I at?
Amen.
Praise God. Now, so we see that those two trees were there in the garden. And man was to live by the tree of life.
Right.
Adam was to live by that tree. By the tree of life. Amen. They had fellowship with that tree of life on a daily basis. Amen. Praise God. The prophet says here in the Ephesian church, it's God's intention for his creation, man, is to express his words. In Genesis, Adam was given the word to live by. Amen. In other words, to give in that tree of life to live by.
Yes.
You see? A life lived by the word would be the word expressed.
Yes.
Let me say that again. A life lived by the word would be the word expressed.
Amen.
When you live the word of God, when you put the word of God into action, that's the word expressed in your life.
That's right.
Amen. And who is the word? It's Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That is true, is it not? But did Adam live by that word? No, because he was to live by every word. And he failed to take heed to every word. Amen. To every word. How important it is, amen, when you leave something off, when you leave something off from the word, amen, you don't have access to the full word. You see? Just one word off is not full access. Just one word off. Amen. It's limited access. Praise God. And that's what Satan wants us to have, is limited access. He doesn't care if you come to church. He doesn't care if you read the Bible. Amen. It may seem that you have full access to the word because you have a Bible in your house. And you have a Bible on your phone and you have a Bible on your iPad. It may seem that you have full access, but full access, amen, is when the revelation of that word comes into your life. Amen. That's getting into full access then. Praise God. Amen. The church ages, amen. It was limited access. The church ages, amen. But the full access through the Holy Spirit, amen, was right there. Full access to the word, to all the blessings that God has for you. Amen. That's where we are at in this hour. That's where we are at in this hour. Amen. To full access to his blessings. Amen. So we are to be living by every word of God in order to truly be the word expressed. Amen. And that was the purpose of God. Amen. It was to share his eternal life with man. In Ephesians chapter 1, it talks about how in verse 4 through 11, I'm not going to read it all, but just take certain points. It says there that according as he hath chosen us in him, amen, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. He wanted to share that love with us. He wanted to share that eternal life with Adam, with Eve, amen. He gave them, amen, eternal life in their soul.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
But they did not have eternal life in their body.
That's right.
Amen. Think of that. Think about that for a moment. If in there, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. Amen. Wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Look at all these access, all that we have access to. He hath abounded toward us, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. In other words, it's not a mystery anymore. It's an open book. Amen.
Amen.
He might, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Amen. All things, not just limited things, all things he might gather unto him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated. Amen. Praise God. That's how much God wants to give you full access. He's done it all. Now what are you true? Now what are you doing? We have no excuse in this hour. I'm getting a little warm here. Praise God. You love the Lord? How many are still with me? Amen. Praise God. Now. So. I want you to keep that in mind, that Adam did not have eternal life in his body. That's the reason why he had to keep eating from the tree of life. That's the reason why he had to continually fellowship with the word, with Jesus Christ, with God,
amen,
the tree of life, in order to come to that point.
Right.
Amen. He had eternal life in his soul, but not in his body. Amen. So, what happened? They got ahead of the word. And we know the story, amen. They got ahead of the word, amen. And they did, amen, they disobeyed the word. That's why they didn't take the full word in their life, amen. And that's the reason why, amen, when you get ahead of God, amen, and no matter what it is in your life, when you get ahead of the plan of God, amen, it leads you to destruction. It leads you to death. No matter what it is. That's why it's so important, amen, that we commit things to the Lord. Lord, is it your will for me to do this? Amen. Is it for me to be, your will for me to be in that church? Is it for me, your will for me to have this job? Is it your will for me to go this route? Amen. To be with this person in my life. Is it your will, Lord? Because most of the time we want to get ahead of God. And eventually, getting ahead of God, it leads us, amen, to death. It leads us to a life not satisfied, to a life with no full access to God. But there's forgiveness, and there's grace, and there's mercy. Amen. But the scar will still be there. How many know that that's, amen? I've been there. The scar will still be there. As a reminder, not as a reminder necessarily of what happened, but as a reminder of the grace and the mercy of God in your life. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So Adam and Eve, they reasoned with the word of God. When the serpent came to Eve and said, you shall not surely die. Amen. Just one word off, you see? See? Just one word off. And it was God, it was Satan giving Eve, making Eve think that she had full access, when in reality it was limited access. Amen. And so when they reasoned with the word of God, amen, I'm just trying to move along. I can't believe time's going so fast. When they reasoned with the word of God, amen, it led them to death. The Bible says that day, amen, they shall surely die when they sinned. Now they didn't die the same day. No, they didn't fall over dead, you know. When they partook, amen, of the sin and of the unbelief. No, they eventually, their bodies started to die. They started to get old. When in reality, they were not supposed to get to that point. Because if they would have continued eating from the tree of life, their bodies would have been rejuvenating. Their bodies would have been amen. And it's the same thing with you and I, saints, in this hour. Amen. As we are partaking of the tree of life, Jesus Christ, the Word, amen. That's, amen. That Holy Spirit is rejuvenating us, amen, from the inside out. Amen. You may feel old on the outside, but the spirit man inside is young. Amen. Sometimes it might feel so young, like that man that Brother Brandon was talking about there, that preached, that 90-year-old man that preached that sermon talking about the rainbow and how he preached there in Job, and where were you when I laid the foundation of the world? And he got so excited, 90-something years old, and he just jumped up, whoopee, you know. There's no room enough here for me to preach. Amen. If the word of God can do that for a 94-year-old man, amen, how much more, man, can it do for me? How much more can it do for you, Michael? How much more can it do for you, Zach? Praise God. Amen. I want that same life. I want that same spirit to rejuvenate me from the inside out. Amen. The problem is that we get tired and we get sleepy and we get bored with the things that God has for us. We have so much full access to the Word nowadays that we get bored of it. Oh my. We get bored. I've heard that. I've heard that. Ever since I was little, I grew up in the message. And you get bored of it, and you don't realize the treasure that you have before you. Amen. When you really realize what the treasure that you have before you, amen, you're not going to start experiencing exactly what the joy of the Lord is in your life.
That's right.
Listen, David had joy. He said, Lord, restore to me the joy of thy salvation. That was with limited access. That was with limit. He didn't have the revelation of the seven seals. He didn't have the revelation. He didn't have the Holy Spirit in his life.
Amen.
Yet he was talking about, Lord, restore to me the joy of my salvation.
Amen.
And he was excited when the ark of God was coming down the road. Amen. And he got so excited. He started dancing and amen until his clothes fell off, the Bible says. What should the word of God do to us in this hour? Amen. Now, I don't want you to dance until your clothes fall off. Don't do that. But I tell you what, I've heard stories of people. Now, I think Brother Branham even talks about people got it, getting excited in the spirit. And they get so excited in the spirit and they'll be like a stove, one of those hot stoves. Thing like you, Sister Monica, have in your house. And they were holding the stove, that hot pipe. Amen. And they didn't even get burnt. So into the spirit that they got to that point, it didn't even get burnt. I've seen people getting in the spirit, amen, in the Holy Spirit, amen, just taking care of the sisters as maybe they fall on the floor, amen, or something like that, just watching over their clothes. Nobody there making sure their clothes, no, the Holy Spirit just kind of takes care of that, amen. You see, God could take care of it, amen. The problem is we don't get in the spirit enough. Amen. We like routines. We like routines. If it's out of the routine, we don't know. But see, the routine can lead you to death sometimes. Now, when somebody gets excited, oh, I don't know about that. Thank you. Do you realize that's the spirit of a Baptist church? When you act that way? Spirit of a nominal church, amen. But let the Holy Spirit have free reign, amen, in your life. If somebody gets excited about the word, amen, about the word of God in their life, they must have heard the word first and have the word in their life first before they can act that way. Amen. I've been there, done that. Amen. I've been that way. Amen. Praise God. Now, I don't know how I got into that, but as Brother Wade said Wednesday, that didn't cost you anything. Praise God. Amen. So sometimes we get ahead of the word. Amen. Ecclesiastes 3:1 tells us to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Everything has a time, has a purpose. Amen. So, back to this tree of life. The first Adam, he never obtained eternal life for his body. Never. Due to his unbelief to the word, and he lost access to the tree of life. Yes. Amen. And so we see what happened there in Genesis chapter 3, verse 22 through 24. It reads, "And the Lord God said, behold," this is after Adam and Eve disbelieved the word, sinned. "And the Lord God said, behold, a man has become as one of us. Uh-huh. To know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever." In other words, God did not want them to eat from the tree of life, to have access to the tree of life in that condition, sinful condition that they were in. They had sinned. They disbelieved the word. That's the reason why you and I, saints, we can't live. We can't have full access to the tree of life and your life living in sin. You say that you're a Christian, you say that you're born again, and you're doing the things of the devil on the side, you don't have access to the tree of life. You don't have access to the full word of God. You might come in here and play the part. God bless you. Amen. But you don't have full access to the tree of life when in your heart you really want to do the things of the world. You don't have full access. Don't tell me that you're a full blood, you're full Christian. Amen. You're there. You're partly there. Amen. But you can't have one foot in the world and one foot in church. It doesn't work that way. Amen. Maybe you came here to hear something else today. Hopefully this is helping somebody. Now, therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. Verse 24, Genesis chapter 3. So he drove out the man. And he placed at the east of the garden of Eden cherubims and the flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. So God was the one who placed cherubims there to the tree of life. What does that mean? In other words, when Adam and Eve sinned, God did not want them to have full access to him anymore in that condition. They had to have amen, a redemption work done in their lives. That's why God killed a lamb and clothed them with skins of that lamb. Amen. Representing Jesus Christ with what he was going to do later on. Amen. But then, they lost access to that tree of life in its fullness. Amen. And that's why they started getting old. Eventually they died. They lived 960 something years. Adam did. I think it's how much he lived. Can you imagine living that long? My. It was better then than it was now. Than it is now. I mean, you get now to 50, 60 years old, I'm sure, right? And you're probably like, man, imagine living 500, 600, 700, 900 and something years. That's a long time. But eventually Adam died. When from the beginning, it was not so. They were not to die. If they stayed eating from the tree of life. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So there was no way for them to have access to that tree of life. Amen. In the Old Testament, when God made the tabernacle, and we have it here, we're not going to use this, so just as an example. Yeah. They had access to the tabernacle of Moses. Amen. And inside was the Ark of the Covenant. Yes. All right. The tabernacle of Moses, amen, had three layers to it. Amen. The outer court, the holy place, and then the holy of holies. In the holy of holies was this right here. The tabernacle of God. Amen. The ark of the covenant. Amen. And in that ark, in that tabernacle, only one person could go in there. Only one person had access to it. And they had to have the right password. They had to have the right password to get in there. They could not get in there with half of the password or the wrong password. They had to have everything in order. They had to be dressed a certain way. They had to even smell a certain way. Amen. That's how much God, amen, God wanted them to be in there, amen. But they had to do it the way He said to.
That's right.
It's not the way you want it. Amen. It's not the way you want to approach God. No. But the Bible says He is the only way. He is the only truth. He is the only life. Amen. So when they got in there, amen, the high priest would go in there with blood from an animal that was sacrificed. And he would go in there. And when he would go in there inside that holy of holies, there was a veil between the holy of holies and the holy place. And when he would go past that veil, amen, he had access because he had fulfilled everything that he was supposed to do. And he would go in there and sprinkle the blood upon the ark. Amen. Representing, amen, that here's blood to represent for the sins of the people. And that was enough to cover them for a whole year.
Amen.
And to represent for his own sins as well. Now, in that holy of holies, saints, amen, was so much, the presence of God was so much in there. Amen. There was the tablets of Moses, the word of God was in there, the Ten Commandments was in there, the Aaron's rod, amen. Who in Aaron's rod, just think about this, saints, Aaron's rod that was supposed to be a dry stick, inside that presence was blooming.
Amen.
Inside that holy place, inside that holy of holies was blooming, and that branch, that rod, was not even attached to a tree.
Right.
Think about that, saints. It was not even attached to a tree, yet it was blooming.
Yes, that's right.
But if you think about it, it was attached to the tree. Because the tree of life was in there.
Yes, right.
Jesus Christ, His presence was in there. And so Aaron could go back in there, the high priest could go back in there and see that. And not only that, go back in there and partake of the manna, the original manna that God had given them at the beginning when He started sending manna to them. He could partake of that original manna in there and take some of that manna and eat to remind Him, Lord, this is the foundation for where we are right now. Amen. And you and I have access to all these things.
Yes.
To the original manna. Amen. Amen. To the original word. Amen. To the holies of holies. Now, Aaron or the high priest was the only one that had access to that. But when Jesus Christ came on the scene, the high priest of our confession, amen, the high priest, amen, the one, that's why he died and he took and he shed his own blood, his own life. Amen.
Yes.
And when he did, amen, and that earthquake took place, the veil was rent from top to bottom.
Yes, right.
That veil was rent from top to bottom. So now nobody had an excuse to not go back in there.
Right.
Now it's death if you don't go back in there. It was death if you went in there because only Aaron could go in there. But now it's death if you don't go back in there. So now you have full access to this tree of life in this hour. Praise God. Aren't you happy for that? Amen. You have full access to the tree of life in this hour. And now, amen, you don't have to, it's not just about seeing an Aaron's rod, or it's not just about seeing, taking some manna, amen, but now you can have the revelation of the seven seals. Now you can see, amen, those two spirits, amen, working in tandem. Now you can see, amen, what the church ages are about. Now you can see all these things. Why? Because there's full access to that place. Amen? Praise God. So, that's why that second Adam, that's why Jesus Christ is called the second Adam. Because it was the second Adam, Jesus Christ, the Word, He came Himself to do what Adam failed to do. Adam failed to believe all of the Word of God, but Jesus Christ came on the scene, amen, to believe and to obey the full Word of God, because He is the Word. And I know a lot of you, you already know this, amen, amen, but some of you, amen, this might help you, amen. Praise God. So Jesus, He defeated the enemy by the Word. Yes. Amen. He died and resurrected in order to obtain eternal life for His own body. You see? Amen. And for our souls and our bodies as well.
Amen.
Amen. And He was the only one that could do it. He was the only one that could give you the password to have full access to it. Amen. When He raised from the dead, amen, that's when He came up and He says, access granted. Full access granted. Amen. He said it about Himself. He says, all heaven and earth, amen, is given unto me. Amen. And now the same thing He gives to you. Amen. Romans 6:5, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection. Praise God. Romans 6:8, now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him. Amen. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Amen. This is what makes the Christian life worth. Wow. Because He died and resurrected. Amen. Then you can live as well. Amen. Colossians 3:1, if ye then be risen with Christ, watch this. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Amen. Where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. So seek those things. In other words, pay attention to those things. Not to these things out here. Because these things are going to perish. They're going to be destroyed. Amen. So today, we have the promise of not just receiving eternal life in our soul, but also eternal life in our bodies. Think about this, saints. Jesus Christ raised from the dead in order to obtain eternal life for His body. Because as Jesus Christ was living here on earth and walking here on earth, He didn't have eternal life on His body. He was God, yes. He had full access. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelled in Him, but He didn't have eternal life on His body. Amen. It wasn't until He raised from the dead in that glorified form. But now, saints, we have the promise today that we don't even have to die. We don't even have to die, amen, and we have access to that full resurrection, amen, in our lives from the inside out. In other words, a full body change. I know I keep talking about the body change in this hour because it's becoming a greater thing for me than it ever has before. Amen. And it should be to you too as well, because that's the thing that we're facing right now, the resurrection. I'm not looking forward to Joe Biden getting in the presidency or Donald Trump winning the election. That's not what I'm looking at. I'm looking for a resurrection. Amen. To see those dead saints raised from the dead. And we know that we only have about 30, 40 days left after that.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, sure. It's okay. You keep up with the news and all that good stuff. That's fine. But that's limited. That's limited access. Actually, that's no access at all. That's not going to get you to glory. What gets me to glory is this word.
Yes,
amen. This word is the only thing that can transform my body.
Yes,
and if it was enough to transform my soul, amen, it can transform this body.
Right.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
So that way of the tree of life has been restored in this hour, saints. It's been restored, and now, amen, we're looking forward to great things to happen in our midst. Yes. To happen in our lives, to see great things, amen. We have so much of the word that's still not been fulfilled.
Yes. That's right.
It's mostly in Revelation and, you know, in Isaiah and different places. There's still word to be fulfilled. But only the bride are going to be able to see that word fulfilled. Amen. Praise God. The prophet says, but there are no cherubims with flaming swords to guard the tree of life now. You see, when that cherubim was placed there to guard the tree of life, when Adam and Eve sinned and were kicked out of the garden, those cherubims aren't there anymore. You have full access to that tree of life now. And if you don't want to eat the fruit from that tree, amen, it's your fault. It's not God's fault. Amen. It's your own fault. Revelations 2:7, reading again what we just read this morning. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life. Amen. In order for you to be an overcomer, and there, there is something that you must overcome. You want to be an overcomer?
Amen.
Then overcome something.
Yes.
What is the greatest thing that you need to overcome in your life? You know it. God knows it. Overcome, overcome. But the beautiful thing is that when we get the Spirit of God in our lives, amen, that makes us just as much overcomer as He is, as He did, because He raised from the dead. Amen. He triumphed over death, hell, and the grave. And if that same Spirit dwells in you, amen, it makes you just as much as an overcomer as He is. In other words, it gives you the strength to overcome whatever it is that you're trying to overcome. Amen. Can I make it even more simpler? So get His Spirit in your life and you have access, full access to overcome whatever it is that you want to overcome. Laziness, you know, stealing or, you know, smoking, whatever it is. You have full access to overcome. Praise God. Amen. Romans 8:11 says, but if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Amen.
Right.
Praise God. You see, we have access to fully overcome whatever it is in our life.
Amen.
You know, in the day and hour that we live in, we give trophies to everybody who just participates. I like what it was somebody, it was actually a cartoon character in the movie said, we celebrate mediocrity. When God, He has no second place winners or third place winners or fourth place winners. We give a trophy because you participated. We don't want to leave anybody behind. That's just being mediocre. Amen. God doesn't want mediocre people. God wants somebody, amen, who is a true overcomer. Amen. And if there's something, if you want to be an overcomer, that means there has to be something for you to overcome. Amen. That's the reason why people acting the way they acting. They acting today out in the streets, rioting and all this stuff. They're acting like they deserve things. It's the spirit and the age that we're living in. Hey, you may not like to hear this, but that's exactly the spirit that these people have out here. Like we deserve this. And when they didn't even work for it. And they get upset at the man who has worked hard for it and has got to that place, and they're trying to go in there wanting the same thing, kicking windows out and burning buildings. You think they deserve that? When the man that has worked hard for it and has labored and studied and done what he was supposed to do to obtain the same thing. Amen. That's, to me, that's communism. Okay, I don't know why I'm going to get into that. Amen. That's exactly the spirit of communism. That everybody gets equal share in everything. It doesn't matter if this person worked hard for it or if this person is just a lazy bum. Everybody gets equal share. That's exactly where this country's heading right now. As a matter of fact, it's there right now. Full set communism. God is not interested in that. God is interested in overcomers. Amen. Not mediocrity. Overcomers. And if you want to be an overcomer, there's something for you to overcome. There's something for you to do. Praise God. Amen. So that process, amen, should be taking place now in your life. Amen. That process of you overcoming should be taking place now in your life as you're eating the Word. Amen. As you're feeding on the Word. In other words, as you're coming to church with sincerity in your heart and say, Lord, I want that Word to change me from the inside out. Amen. Then that Word can change you from the inside out. Praise God. But if it's just another church service for you, then that Word won't do anything for you. I challenge you saints to take the things that are preached from behind the pulpit, any pulpit, and go read them and study them on your own. Amen. Don't just take, you know, our word for it. Amen. Read and study on your own. Amen. Get into the Word yourself, because I promise you, you will get more of God that way. Do you pray? There's many times that I've prayed and I've even gotten a revelation from God as I'm praying. And I wasn't in a church service. I wasn't reading the Bible at the moment. I was just praying. I was just talking to God. And God all of a sudden put something in there. Because that's why the Bible says that the Lord knows exactly, the Spirit knows exactly what we need to pray. Amen. And sometimes He intercedes for us. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And I want to finish with this in Revelation chapter 10. My goodness, the time goes by fast. Do you love the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. Aren't you thankful for having full access in this hour?
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Amen. Revelation chapter 10 talks about us eating the Word. Amen. Right. Eating the open book. Amen. God has opened up this book to us. In all fullness. All pages are not sticking. There is no pages that's sticking. Amen. It's full access to the Word. And the Bible says there in Revelation chapter 10 that the mighty angel, which is Jesus Christ, came down with an open book and gave it to John and told him, amen, to eat it. To eat not just a portion of it, not just the parts that he likes. Kind of like some, like little kids, when you give them food and they don't like they don't like the onions, they leave the onions aside. Yeah. My daughters, amen, they would have a little pile of onions right there on the side. And they didn't like the onions, but they eat the rest. Or they don't like the tomatoes, they leave the little pile of tomatoes on the side. Amen. But you see, God, there's so many ingredients in the Word, and when you just take it all in, then you really can taste what you really can know what you're eating. Amen. But when you just say, Lord, I don't like that the Word says that I'm supposed to congregate, you know, go to church whenever the doors are open. I don't like that. I'm going to leave that aside. Lord, I don't like this, that, or the other, that I should dress modestly and that man shouldn't be wearing long hair and all this kind of stuff. I don't like that part. I'm going to leave that aside. The Word can't help you then. You don't have full access to the Word. Amen. But when you take the full Word. And so that full Word was given to John. An open book. A revelated book. Given to John to eat. Amen. And told him to go forth and prophesy again. That is our duty in this hour, saints. To go forth. Eat this book. And go prophesy. Go do. In other words, go do your part. And God will do His part through you. Amen. You have full access in this hour. Full access granted to you in this hour. Aren't you thankful for that? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Amen. I'm going to have the musicians come. Let's just sing a song or two. Praise God. Is this from you, Sister Esther? Sister Esther gave me a note and says, for Christmas dinner songs, anyone needs to practice a song for the next Sunday with either Esther, and the musicians, they're participating, please meet in sanctuary immediately after service. So stay in here if you want to practice songs for the Christmas dinner next Sunday. Praise God. Do you love the Lord?
Amen.
Aren't you thankful, amen, that we serve a God, amen, who's given us full access to His promises. Given us full access. And if you want the benefits of those, amen, get in the Word. Get in Him. Amen. And He will give you access, Brother Michael.
30.
They told me love's sweetest old story.
If anybody has a need, we're more than glad to pray.
Amen. It thrilled all my soul with its glory. It burned in my heart like a flame. They told me of one who so loved me. Heaven, He could not remain.
Lord Jesus, we come before You, Father God. We thank You, Lord, for another opportunity to serve You, Lord God. Brother Colley, Lord, he's going into surgery, Lord, on Wednesday. And we just pray, Lord Jesus, that You would, Father God, direct the hands of the surgeons, Lord God, that are going to be operating on our brother, Lord. Oh, Father, may You just come in there, Lord. May Your presence be there, Lord God. And we know, Father, that He's Your child and that You promised protection and Lord, and even the healing, Lord God, as the surgery is going forth. I pray that You'd help my brother, Lord Jesus, protect my brother, and that he would come out of this surgery with everything okay, Lord God. Granted, Lord Jesus, we commit our brother into Your hands. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. We're continuing to pray for you. Okay?
You
go in believing.
It brings hope and cheer. Oh, tell me His name again. They say He was born.
Brother Boyd wants to say something to the church. Go ahead.
Hey, I come to you today with a personal request of a friend of mine. I don't know if you remember this testimony, but he needed a liver and he was dying. He'd been on hospice for about 12 days and hadn't eaten. And they called his wife, who's Janet's cousin, called us, Janet and I, and we went over and prayed with him. And he'd been out for at least 12 days, no food or nothing. We took a prayer cloth that the church prayed over, and he was laying there comatose out of it. And we left and went home, and about 3 days later, he comes running into our house physically.
Amen.
He received a liver, and been doing great. And this week he got he was touched with pneumonia, and he's in the hospital with pneumonia. And I pray not that he passes on something simple as pneumonia after what he's overcome. But it's the prayers of the saints that cause that to happen. It's just a testimony what God can do.
Amen.
And he showed me something this morning. I have a place that, after I get ready to go to church, and if, I don't know if you've ever seen this video about Andy. He's waiting on a woman. That's what I was doing this morning, sitting in a chair beside my shower, and I looked out the window and I saw the clouds. And in the clouds, it was stretched out like this, and it had a long form of a cloud, of a robe, a dress, I don't know what it was. But three things came to me. One, it was either my mother, my sister. But I believe it's the Lord Jesus Christ giving me some peace. And I appreciate it. Appreciate your prayers.
Amen.
I pray for the brother. His name's Leonard Westbury. And I just believe he's going to overcome this.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. We believe that God can do. Amen. He's an on-time God.
Amen.
No matter how bleak the situation looks, amen, He can go in there, amen, and do it and perform, amen, because he promised that he would, amen, and we believe that. We'll believe that for our brother, amen. We have one more song, or just continue singing. Let's just sing one more chorus of this.
Amen. Oh, tell me his name again, and sing me that sweet refrain.
Bless you, Brother John.
Of him who in love came down from above to die on the cross of shame. The story my heart has stirred. The sweetest that I've ever heard.
Sister Alicia, Father, Brother John, Lord, believe that the, what you purchased for her on the cross of Calvary, Lord. It, Father God, even if it's just blood pressure, Lord God. Lord, there's nothing, Father God, that you cannot defeat, Lord God. Lord, we come, Father God, against this thing now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we speak against it right now. We rebuke it in Jesus Christ's name. That this blood pressure, Lord God, would just come down for our sister, Lord. That it would normalize, Lord. And that, Father God, she would, Lord, just testify, Lord God, of your goodness and your mercy, Lord God. And your healing in her life, Lord God. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Bless our sister. Strengthen her, Father God, we pray. For in Jesus Christ's name, we commit her into your hands now. Amen and amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Just go believe it, sister. Go believe it. God bless you. Bless you.
Who gave his great life as a ransom? Oh, tell me his name. Oh, tell me his name again.
Amen.
And sing me that sweet refrain.
Hallelujah.
Of him who in love came down from above.
What a wonderful story.
To die on the cross.
Oh, that he's given us full access in this hour. Amen. There is no excuse. Amen. And I love to hear it. Amen. I love to hear that story.
The sweetest that I've ever heard. It banishes fear.
Banishes fear.
It brings hope and cheer.
Hallelujah.
Oh, tell me his name again.
Hallelujah.
He's prophet and priest and redeemer. The King of all kings he shall reign. He's coming in power and glory. Oh, tell me his name again. Oh, tell me.
Yes.
And sing me that sweet refrain. Of him who in love came down from above to die on the cross of shame. The story my heart has heard. The sweetest that I've ever heard.
Hallelujah.
It banishes fear. It brings hope and cheer. Oh, tell me his name again.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Does hearing that name, amen, does it just give you something? Give you joy? Give you all fear passes away? Amen. You know, in that name, you know, but that name is said differently in different languages. It's not the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's really the original name of Jesus, amen. It was said in even a different way in the Hebrew. in the Aramaic. Amen. But it's the spirit behind that name. It's, man, it's the faith that you have behind that name. That's why it works. Amen. No matter in what language you say it in. Amen. It's the spirit in your faith in that name that gives you what exactly what you have need of. Amen. Amen. Continue to remember these in prayer. Amen. Brother Colley, as he's coming, going to surgery on Wednesday, that God would just there and guide the surgeon's hands. We believe that he will. Amen. He'll come out okay. And Brother Dale, as he's getting some tests done regarding the cough, that cough, God would just take care of that and take care of him. Amen. They would pinpoint exactly what the root of that is. Amen. All hearts and minds clear. Amen. So let's just bow our heads and we'll be dismissed after this. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for the opportunity to have heard your word. We pray now, Lord Jesus, that you would help us, Father God, that even in this coming year that we're getting to face, we're facing a time that we've never faced before. But Lord God, your word is still the same. You are still on the throne, Lord, and you're still in control. And help us, Father God, to get in there and get full access and be shut out, Father God, and shut in with you, Lord, so that everything else can be shut out, Lord. Oh God, help us in this hour to take these things, Father God, and put them into practice in our life. Lord, bless your people as they go out and to their respective places. Protect them, guide them, Lord. Continue to work in them, Lord. And Lord, bring us back safely, Lord God, here this coming week, Lord God, to refresh, Lord, to hear what your spirit would have to say unto us. Granted, Lord Jesus, we ask these things now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen.